Carolina on their mind. I'm Matt Napolitano, Fox News. A Democratic National Committee panel has approved a recommendation for a new primary schedule for the 2024 presidential election cycle that will see South Carolina replace Iowa as the first nominating state. DNC Chair Jamie Harrison.
I want the folks in Iowa also to understand this. Change happened not because your representatives did not fight with every single thing that they had. It is because things have just changed. You have some of the best representatives to the DNC that I've ever met in any state.
These recommendations now head to the full Democratic National Committee for approval early next year. President Biden in Boston today, but focusing on the Georgia Senate runoff, the president addressing workers at a union phone bank who helped raise money for Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock and giving an update on early voting in the race.
I found out from my staff that this morning there's been a higher turnout in terms of turnout of any time at this stage of the game early in early voting. And early voting looks good for us.
Warnock leading Republican challenger Herschel Walker in the polls ahead of the December 6th election. Earlier, the president signing an agreement to avoid a nationwide rail strike.
A tentative agreement reached earlier this year between 12 rail unions and railroad companies is now enforced by law after President Biden signed legislation approved this week by Congress.
They did one heck of a job in averting what could have been a real disaster.
The president urged congressional intervention after the memberships of four unions rejected the deal that does not include several paid sick days.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Wall Street, closing out the week with mixed results. The Dow climbs 35 points, the NASDAQ and S&P taking slight drops. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
After his visit to the White House, French President Emmanuel Macron is in New Orleans today. It's the first visit by a French head of state to the country's former colony since 1976, and just the third overall since the Louisiana Purchase. After a week of silence, an American detained in Russia calls home.
The family of Paul Whelan, an American imprisoned in Russia for espionage, says he resumed contact after becoming unreachable last week. Also speaking to U.S. consular officers after a trip to a prison hospital.
He indicated that he is now back at the penal colony to which he had been sentenced to do his time.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby not giving specifics, but says Whelan is feeling well.
They shouldn't have to do one more day in Russia, and we're working very, very hard.
Whelan, a former Marine sentenced to 16 years, and WNBA star Brittney Griner to 9 for drug possession are reportedly the focus of U.S. efforts to arrange a prisoner swap with Russia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A woman is killed and four others injured after a rogue wave struck a cruise ship in the waters off Argentina. Viking Cruises confirming a 62-year-old American was killed, hit by broken glass when the wave broke cabin windows on the Polaris. An arrest has been made in the murder of Migos rapper Takeoff. Patrick Xavier Clark charged with firing the shots after an argument broke out during a game of dice outside a bowling alley, hitting an innocent bystander in Takeoff. Authorities still searching for witnesses.
We are still looking to talk to a lot of those people, and we will be looking to find you. It will be easier if you come find us. It will be easier for you. It will be easier for us as well.
Sergeant Michael Burrow of the Houston Police Department. And the group stage is over at the FIFA Men's World Cup. Brazil, Switzerland, Portugal, and South Korea securing the last spots in the round of 16 today in Qatar. I'm Matt Napolitano. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.